Blog Talk Radio.
Grace. Peace. Joy. Faith. Love. Dr. V.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dr. V with Love, this special episode, Genesis Talks with Dr. V. Oh, my God, I'm so glad to be with you this day, the 15th of May in the year of our Lord, 2017. This there, those that are listening live or archived, welcome. Welcome again to Dr. V. Every Monday night, we're going to come to you at 9 p.m. on about to lift up women in leadership. We want them to thrive. We want them to redefine success and creating a life of well-being, wisdom, and wonder. We want them to life hack, balancing and committing to thriving. So this is our particular series here on Genesis Talks, and we welcome you to be a part of the talks. What we do, and unapologetically, we pray and we ask the Holy Spirit to bless the broadcast. So pray with me, would you? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify your name this day. We thank you, Father, for being so good and so merciful to us. We thank you for this broadcast, Dr. V with Love. We thank you for the Genesis Talks series. And Father God, most of all, we thank you for life in itself. You said through your Son that you came to give us life, and that more abundantly. Oh, God, help us be open and embrace the abundant life that you came and paid such a precious price for us to have. Ask you to allow the Holy Spirit with free reign tonight to lead us and to guide us into all truth, so that something said might touch the ear of those that are listening live and those that are listening archive, and might cause them, oh God, to embrace that abundant life. So I thank you so much again, Lord God, for what you do for us and what you continue to do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to bless you with this selection tonight before we get into our topic, because I think it, you know, just sets us up and have our hearts very open for that. This is The Winings. Come fill my heart. Feel my heart. Oh my God. I tell you, that really blessed me, and I pray it bless you. It is so what we need. So what we need. Okay, if you tuned in last week or listened to us archive, you know that we have a mentoring book for this season, this episode, and it's called Thrive by Adriana Huffington. Thrive, the third metric to redefining success and creating a life of well-being and wisdom and wonder. And I started reading some of the introduction and several points, but I wanted to take up pretty much almost where I left off and just lift up a few things to you tonight. Our broadcast is going to be fairly brief tonight, but we want to drive home some points to you, okay? Awesome. The writer says on page 16 of the introduction, our eulogies are always about the other stuff, what we gave, how we connected, how much we meant to our family and friends, small kindnesses, lifelong passions, and the things that made us laugh. Versus, you probably won't hear, the writer says, some of these things. The crowning achievement of her life was when she made senior vice president, or she increased market share for her company multiple times during her tenure, or she never stopped working. She ate lunch at her desk every day, or she never made it to her kids' Little League games because she always had to go over those figures one more time. Or while she didn't have any real friends, she had 600 Facebook friends, and she dealt with every email in her inbox every night. You know, I can definitely identify with the direction that the author is going here, too. I was just telling a friend this afternoon how I went through those driven years between 30 and 45, maybe those 15 years where, you know, it was nothing for me to work 18, 20 hours a day, you know, trying to make things happen, even in ministry. Just trying to make things happen. But I was driven. And who got neglected? My family and my friends. And even myself. Oh, I thought I was doing the work of the Lord. You know, I had my great women's ministry, and the sisters needed me. They needed me 24/7. I often hear my daughter say sometimes for years she hated the computer because I was always on it. That computer was always stealing her time. Yeah, I didn't see it as it was happening. But in hindsight, I wish I had awakened earlier to see that I was totally out of balance. And where it seems like I was making some successes, I was not thriving. I was probably decreasing every day and didn't realize it. To the tune of almost losing those things that were most important to me, my family, my children, you know, that. I did not want to die with my children standing around the coffin saying, I wish I'd known her better. I wish I'd had more time with her. I wish she'd been more available to me. I don't want to hear them say, oh, she left us a lot of money, but hey, after the money's gone, what are we going to have of her? Wow. What an awakening to realize that, you know, business success or career success is not all that success is made of. That balance in life is very, very extremely important. Think about that. Do an assessment of your life today. Are you thriving, really? Does everyone in your life that needs something from you, emotionally, physically, spiritually, even financially, are you available to them to know just what state they're in? Are you available to yourself? Or are you giving yourself away, pouring yourself out from sunup to sundown and way past that to make a difference in someone else's life or the bottom line of some company or some organization when your own? Scripture talks to us leaders, women in leadership, about this, that if you can't run your own household, how can you run the household of God? In other words, he was putting the household in front of and priority to the church business. Yeah. Oh, I know we seldom want to hear the Proverbs 31 lineup of scriptures that talks about, you know, the kind of wife that Lemuel's mom wanted for him. And sometimes, I promise you, I used to say that sister worked too hard. But when I look back at it now that I'm 62, I realize that her main focus was her family and providing for her family and her friends. Her rising up early and giving her a handmaiden something to do to help her. She had help. Glory to God, yes. You don't have to be superwoman. I'm not asking you to be superwoman to bring balance to your life. I'm asking you to get some help to bring balance to your life so you can thrive, really thrive. Really thrive. I want you to think about that a few seconds. Just do an inventory. Where is the bulk of your time being spent now? Who are the priorities or what are the priorities in your life? Just think about it. I'm going to give you some music to think about it with, okay? And then we'll come back. Yes, we will. And we'll talk about this just a little bit more, okay? All right? While you're thinking, I'm going to give you something to think about. Let's just praise God while we're doing it. move. Let me praise him. Yes, 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 yes. We want to give God praise and honor and glory, amen, for who he is in our lives. And so, you know, tonight's topic, thriving, we just ought to give him some praise up front because he is the one who helps us to do that. If you just tune in, you tune in to Dr. V with Love, the Genesis Talks segment, and we are dealing with the book by Arianna Huffington called Thrive. Tonight we're talking about how we've gone out of balance, you know, gone too far to the left, gone too far to the right, misappropriated our time so that who gets the least time are those that we care about the most. And we want to stop that immediately and get some balance in that area. Scripture says that he would that we prosper and be in good health, even as our soul does prosper. And I tell you, one part of that prospering, the ingredients in that prospering, is us having balance with our family and our friends and even, for sure, even ourselves. This there, and so we want to take a deeper look at that. We're going to let Arianna Huffington kind of be our mentor in this guide, but we just want to hear from the Lord directly too as to what we should do to make the proper adjustments now in our own lives so that we can get that balance that we need to thrive. On Mother's Day, this past Sunday, I had an opportunity to preach the Mother's Day message. Yay, I always wanted to do that. I've been in ministry for 30 years, and finally, in the last couple of years, I got an opportunity to do Mother's Day messages, and I loved it. This Mother's Day message, the title of my message was, Mom, thank you for not throwing in the towel. And I began to talk to them, even at the top of the message, about she didn't throw the towel in when some of these things happened to her. When some of these things happened to her, she refused to throw in the towel. And so I talked about her being abandoned, shattered, and scattered. I talked about under abandonment. She could have been abandoned by her mother or father, her husband, or and talking to the both audiences that here, men and women. You know, abandonment comes from your husband or your wife, from biological or adopted children, or by your friends. Talked about her being scattered when she didn't throw in the towel because of divorce or poor health or physical or mental challenges. She didn't throw in the towel when the death of loved ones, and she didn't throw in the towel when career and businesses failed. And then under scattered, I talked about she didn't throw in the towel when debt became her enemy, and when she experienced spiritual abuse or domestic violence or sexual abuse. All those things could have caused a woman to throw in the towel and just say, I give up. I'm not getting up. I hear the referee counting, but I'm down for the count, and I refuse to give up. I've heard the yelling from those that are watching my life saying, go ahead, give up. You can't make it. You can't win, you know. And on the other side, throwing the towel because they see me go through so much that they can't even bear the beating that I'm taking. And so here, when that fighter, real fighter, says, I'm going to get up, even if it's on the count of nine, I'm going to stagger up to my feet, and I'm going to make it. I'm going to thrive. I'm going to put one more effort toward winning in this. So tonight, I think my message to you is put another effort. You know, look at thriving in a different way. If I get up from here, if I get up from this place to where I've been abandoned, shattered, and scattered, and where I'm being driven now by all of those demons that are chasing me and trying to keep me distracted and out of balance, if I can get up from here, I know that thriving is going to be what I'm going to be focused on, but I'm going to be focused on it with a balanced state of mind, that I'm going to need to give time and be tender with myself. I'm going to give time and tenderness to those that are closest to me, my loved ones, my family, my children, my husband, my spouse, my friends. I'm going to have that kind of eulogy to where people are going to not only miss what I do, but miss who I was in their lives. And that's the difference. Yeah. You know, you're different from what you create and what you perform. You know, I heard a writer say sometimes people will always remember how you made them feel versus what you said. Isn't that something? So, but you got to take time to have conversations with people. Yeah, you are. It's going to have to be something that there will be no substitute for. The Bible tells us that Jesus loved Mary and he loved Martha. And the Bible indicates that he spent time with them. So much so, he spent time with them to where they could get to know him to the point that when Lazarus did die, Mary and Martha, both of them said, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. If you had been here. They know that. You know, Jesus often visited them at their home, and they accommodated him, listened to him, prayed for him. Perhaps, certainly Martha fed him, and certainly Mary sat at his feet and learned of him. And what they learned is that in his presence there's life. That he's a giver of life, he's a restorer of life. But when it came down to Lazarus, after Jesus waited for the fourth day, Mary told him right at the tomb, you know, by now he stinks. By now. Jesus had told some of his other disciples when had not even gotten to the tomb. He says, he's asleep. No, he's dead, but he is going to be resurrected. And I'm sharing that story with you tonight because I want to put it on your spirit that there is a resurrection for you. If you've gone the opposite way of thriving, if you thought that thriving was just what you did and not who you were, then I want you to think again about that. Just think again. Just think, where in my life, who am I ignoring, including myself? Who am I giving the least amount of attention to? Who probably deserves the most amount of attention? Who's dying in my midst and I don't know it? Who's on their fourth day and I have to go and resurrect that situation by shifting and the way I do things? I used to teach in the career college, and I used to tell my students what I learned out of the book Sun Tzu, says you have to learn how to adapt, shift, alter, and change. You have to learn how to do that. And to do that with the knowledge in mind that I want to be there for myself and be there for my family and friends to the place that I've impacted them, so to where they understand that if I'm not there on a day that they need me the most, it's not because I wouldn't and couldn't and was capable of making a difference. Yeah, that's what Mary and Martha were saying to Jesus. You could have made a difference if you were here. Because we know you. We know how you roll with us. We know you love us. We know that you wouldn't have let Lazarus die. And so I want to have that kind of thing going on in my life, that people will understand who I am to the degree that they would have wanted me to be there. Not because what I produce, not because all of my accolades from all of my other outside successes, but because I had been there for them, and they knew me, and I knew them. They knew what I was capable of. I knew what they were capable of. And so there we go. Listen, I wanted tonight to be brief because I wanted to put something on your heart, something you can pray about and go and ask God about. Do an inventory. Find out where all your time is going. Really, really. How much time do you spend sleeping? How much time do you spend talking to your husband, your wife, your children, your daughters, your sons, your friends, your neighbors? And I'm not talking about just on Facebook. Yeah. I'm talking about in-person live conversation. Yeah. I want you to be thinking about that tonight. We're going to be continuing on in the book on Thrive. But what I want you to do is really think about, if you will, how you can be more available and how can you can begin to thrive in your life by getting some balance. This has been Dr. V on Dr. V with Love, Genesis Talk special series, and you have been the just object of my affections this week because I wanted you so to pay attention to what the Spirit is saying about your life so that you can thrive. Until next Monday night, I want you to just know how much God loves you. Dr. V loves you too. And also invite you to come and be a part on this coming Wednesday, same time, same station, on Fell in Love Ministries, where I'm the senior pastor. We'll have our church service online live, and we invite you to come and get some love on Wednesday. And we invite you on Friday night to come get some love in my key with Dr. V. Sunday night, we invite you to be a part of the Love Script, where we walk through the Bible and lift up places in the Bible where Jesus absolutely shared his love with us. Amen? So you have many opportunities throughout the week to connect with us again. And until then, know that God loves you so very much.
Grace. Peace. Joy. Faith. Love. Dr. V.